This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 21st. Cattle markets last week were mixed. We had live cattle front months up 102, the feeder cattle front months down 60 cents, but that doesn't quite describe the actual price action when you look at the back months. While the front month lives have been just steadily higher over the last couple months, in fact, they finally had a pretty good drop on Friday, whereas the back months, they've not had as much energy to the upside over the last week. But almost every day last week they started out with some weakness, but they would rally into the close. Time and again they would look like they were going to start to see some notable pressure, and then they would bounce right into the close. So it's pretty impressive to see that kind of price action. And a similar type of deal with the feeder cattle. They didn't get quite as energetic of a bounce into the close, but they were certainly off their lows every day. So we'll see. We'll see if the markets can hold themselves together. The live cattle look like they're in a better position to do that. And some of that would be following a cash trade that's been steadily higher over the last couple weeks. Last week, the Fed trade looks like it's going to average around 108 to 110. We did see some 111 sales as well, but at 108 to 110, that's down one to up one from the previous week. Dress trade around 174 to 175 looks like it'd be about steady with the previous week. Box beef values were mixed on Friday. Choice down 7 cents at 218. Select was up 44 cents at 193. The spread was down 51 cents at $25 even. Movement 97 loads. Okay, export sales. This gives us something to talk about, at least in pork, but we'll talk about beef first. Beef export sales, 13,500 tons. That was at the low end of what we've been used to seeing. South Korea took 3,700, Japan 2,800, Mexico 2,200. Now, the pork export sales were absolutely off the charts. 292,000 tons. Yeah, I said that right. Now, I thought that was an error, as pretty much everybody else did. I thought the decimal was in the wrong place or something. And I looked and I looked and I looked, and a lot of other people were scratching their heads too, like this cannot be correct. But USDA has not corrected the number, and I don't know what to say there. Mexico took 132,000, China 94,000, Japan 46,000, South Korea 9,000. So, any of those countries other than South Korea, just move the decimal over one to the left, and that would make sense. But they're sticking with it. And for 2020 sales, they had 59,000, China buying 58 of that. So, we kind of expected China would be around buying U.S. pork, especially since they removed the import tariff. But this is just off the charts, and it just seems like it seems like a massive error. But, and the hog market didn't budge. It's pretty remarkable. Now, USDA is saying that these are sales over the last several weeks. I'm like, well, why are they all showing up in 1 week? That's not how the export sales reporting system is supposed to work. So this is quite a surprise, and it's kind of causing a lot of head scratching. But that's in the pork market. It didn't really move the pork market, the hog market, at all on Friday, and it certainly didn't spill over to the beef market. So it's obviously something we're going to keep an eye on to see if there's any corrections made for there. But from the cattle market perspective, here we are you're getting into late October. The markets have had a very impressive run. We've been looking for a correction just because the markets are so overbought, but that really hasn't come. Now, last week, again, there were a few days where the market started to correct and, be down a buck, couple bucks, but then it would snap back right into the close. So it's finding pretty impressive support on these lower markets, especially as we head into the close. And again, the cash markets have held together quite well for the live cattle and the dress trade. Feeder cattle cash markets have held together too, up another 45 cents. On Friday at 145.60. So that's not going to break the market until you see the cash market start to buckle on the feeders, and that has not started, obviously. So, I look for the cattle to be strong into the holidays, Maybe it's just going to continue to work its way higher without any kind of notable correction. For feeders, we're still looking at a lot of placements either in September or October. We'll get the cattle and feed out on Friday, but the cash market is not broken. It's even if you had a lot of placements, obviously the feedlots are have plenty of space and plenty of demand for those calves. So this is going to be interesting cattle and feed, because we're expecting the July and the August low placement numbers to get bunched up either into September or into October. And from a cash market cash price perspective, we haven't seen a lot of pressure come in September. That would suggest you're not seeing that run of cattle just yet, or even into October for that matter. So A, the calves aren't there, or B, they're going to all get bunched up later, or C, they are coming into the feedlots, but the demand is there to hold prices steady. Feed grain prices are very reasonable. There's not a shortage of feed grain. There's plenty of sorghum, plenty of wheat, plenty of corn. So that's not been a concern to the feeder cattle market. I would look for the markets to hold together here. You know, if we get the correction, just the price action alone tells me that there's plenty of demand underneath this market. And again, looking for some sort of pullback and not really getting it just yet, that maybe we're just going to continue to work our way higher over the next month and a half. In early December is when I would look for this market to reach its seasonal high. And that's just based on, you know, holiday demand. And then you tend to back off as you get into, you know, late December and into January, where demand tends to taper off. So we'll see if that happens. But again, we would take advantage of a pullback if you get them, looking for the markets to put in at their seasonal highs in early December for feeders. To be honest, not really sure there. I was expecting to see a big run and a bunching up of calves, and that's the cash market is not indicating that that's happening. And if it is, then there's plenty of demand, there's plenty of space for these calves, and it's not breaking the market. So if you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.